The Milwaukee Brewers have, at least for the moment, stabilized a shaky few weeks at the big league level after a weekend sweep of Arizona. One step down at AAA Nashville, the Sounds are making sweet music this year, leading the Southeast Division at 21-8 and tied for the best record in AAA baseball. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? My name's Greg Stewart, and this is Sports and Commentary, a show you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to WWIB Incorporated. That's Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Thank you for joining me, and thanks for your support of the show at WWIB.com. Sounds infielder Weston Wilson is hitting .246 with 5 homers and 8 RBIs and 57 trips to the plate, and the former Clemson star is with me on Sports and Commentary. Weston, thanks for being on the show today. Tell us what's going on down at the farm, AAA baseball in Nashville. Fill us in, will you?
Well, I guess the quick short is we've had a lot of big leaguers come through here. You know, most of our team, at least for the, I can speak for the position players. There was a point where we had 18 guys, and I think all but 2 or 3 of them had been to the big leagues and had, you know, significant time or had some time in the big leagues. Which I know it's like that in a lot of places, but you know, I had no clue that it was like that to that extent. And I think a lot of people were saying the same thing. Just had a lot of guys coming through on rehab. But for the most part, I think this group has been a great group of guys. Everybody is gelled together. You know, everyone enjoys being around each other. You know, there's no salty guys. I think everybody's just happy to be there and ready to play some baseball.
Yeah, good. So what are these guys like Yelich and Hira, who are rehabbing down there, telling you about the situation up in Milwaukee with the club?
You know, they're just coming there to take care of business and get their bodies right and their mind right and get back to playing baseball in Milwaukee to help the big league club out. And, you know, they're cool. They're awesome dudes. You know, whatever you ask, you know, they're going to give their honest opinion and, you know, help you out the best they can.
Sure. Well, minor league baseball by nature is transitional, it's a revolving door with guys moving up and down the roster in constant flux. Weston, is it a tough thing to really build some deep, lasting friendships with your teammates?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think there's a group of guys that I've kind of played with throughout my career. You know, whether it's in spring training every year, you're around them and you've created a relationship, or, you know, it's guys that you've played at, you know, at low A, high A, double A, and then triple A. You know, you've had a couple years with the same people. And so obviously it is easier to, you know, form relationships with those guys that you're with all the time. But, you know, it stinks because there's so many great dudes that you try to have a relationship with. You know, you guys click and maybe you're similar, your values are the same, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, either they get moved up or traded, or, you know, so many things can happen. So I do think sometimes it's difficult to have a relationship with those guys, but, you know, usually we do a good job for the most part.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you have played every position in the infield from third over to first. Don't know if you pitched yet, but talk to me about that. I mean, is that sort of, and you played outfield too, is that sort of helter-skelter life for you on the ball field? Does that help you? I mean, it makes you more versatile. Or does it make it tougher to really settle in on one position?
You know, like when it first started, I've always enjoyed it. But when it first started, it was kind of one of those things where I had either played short my whole life or, you know, once I got to college, I played second and third. And so when I didn't know what I was going to be playing the next day, it wasn't tough. It was just more weird because I wasn't sure what to prepare for. And, you know, I quickly adjusted to that. You know, every day I came to the field, I wasn't sure where I was going to be playing. And it kind of made it fun because I love being versatile. I love being able to play wherever. I think it gives me value in my career. And it's become something that I've enjoyed. It doesn't matter where you put me, you know, I'm going to go out there and give it my best. And it's funny you said something about pitching. You know, I actually warmed up in the bullpen one day.
Really?
Thought I might get a chance to pitch. I think it was like the seventh or eighth inning early on in the season, but our guy ended up getting out of it, so I didn't come in the game. But that would have been one position that it would have left one position for me, which would be catching. That would be the only one I'd have left. So it's funny you said something about that.
I bet you could do that well, too. Weston Wilson, the infielder and outfielder and bullpen pitcher for the Brewers AAA team down in Nashville, the Sounds. He's 26 years of age, 17th round pick out of Clemson back in 2016. We'll catch up again on the next Sports and Commentary, Weston, and talk more about your career and your faith, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you.